Study the Bible? I'd love to be able to study the Bible. But to be honest with you, I'm not sure how to do it. The Bible is so long, so many hard names. It's so hard for me to understand. Is that the way you feel? If that's the case, stick around. The next 4 minutes could change your life. This is Leroy. I am speaking for the Navigators. Today's topic, how to study the Bible. One of the most deadly attacks that the devil has ever made on the people of God is so subtle and so devastating that unless it is exposed for what it is, the progress of the cause of Christ will be greatly hindered. The attack is this. He has convinced thousands of Christians around the world that Bible study is for the pastor and missionary. But it is no use for the ordinary Christian to try to study the Bible for himself. Well, let's recognize it for what it is. A lie from the father of lies. He was a liar from the beginning. The simple truth is that God has given us His Word that we might enjoy its spiritual riches and receive blessings for our souls as we dig in on our own. Bible study is for everyone. Let me share a few things with you that may help you as you study the Bible for yourself. First of all, set aside some specific time during the week. Plan it into your schedule, just like you would plan in your breakfast, lunch, and dinner, or like you would plan an appointment with a doctor or an important client, or a golf game. Get yourself used to a regular time. I'm sure you have your meals at a fairly consistent time through the week. Well, remember this. The Word of God is food for your soul. Be regular in your intake. Secondly, study the Bible itself. This should be Bible study. There are lots of good books on the market, but none of them can take the place of the Bible. Thy words were found, and I did eat them, and thy word was unto me the joy and rejoicing of mine heart. God wants to speak to you on a heart-to-heart basis, from His heart to yours. Reading what God has said to others is interesting. Reading books that others have written, where they share the insight that God has given them, can be profitable. But remember, you are a child of God. Your Father in heaven wants to speak to you and bless your soul from His own word. Thirdly, record your findings. Keep a spiritual journal of the things God speaks to you about. There are a number of advantages in jotting things down. For one thing, thoughts sort of come clear as you put them on paper. And when it's on paper, you won't have to worry about forgetting it. David was quite firm about this. I will delight myself in thy statutes. I will not forget thy word. So keep a record of the blessings and insights that God gives you. Fourth, make your study application-oriented. By that I mean, look for those things that will make you a better person, things that will affect how you live. The point of the Bible is to help us do something about our bad attitude, or our thought life, or our sharp tongue. The prophet said, "Let us search and try our ways, and turn again to the Lord." Bible study is for you. God wants you to search the Scriptures, which He referred to as a noble practice. These were more noble than those in Thessalonica, in that they received the Word of God with all readiness of mind and searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. May God bless you as you learn to dig into His Word.